Okay, it's a refilas lush and hara, nikima and nikila. Or by test sifin, so sif dalif. Right? Vinyesh. There are things, so yesterday we talked about lush and hara, and then today we have, well, hara, the first thing we talked about is literally avak, or means dust, the dirt of lush and hara. Right? Meaning it itself is not lush and hara. But it hints to lesson. I guess a hint. Avak, I would say more like the lesson of hinting. Hey, Tzad, how do you get that? Omar, who said, shit's gonna be plenty. You tell the guy, sometimes you have a guy who comes in and says, ah, let's not talk about this. Let's not talk about this fellow, right? Now, what is everybody supposed to think when they hear that, right? And he writes a ledia ma'ira ma'hay. I don't want to let you know what I know and what happened. But that's not actually lashon hara. You didn't say anything negative about the guy, but you sure inferred it. The same thing. If you discuss in front of somebody's enemies, you discuss how nice he is. That's avak. That will cause them to say over. Say over the gnus, meaning it's going to cause them to say when somebody who doesn't like you, not like you, when somebody, how do you say, if somebody has an enemy and you go over to that enemy and say, oh, you know how great this guy is, you know that undoubtedly that enemy is going to say, no, he's not great, and then go off on a tirade against him. You should bench your friends. They call God with a big voice in the morning, from early in the morning. Klala is going to ask you to be a klala. I mean, you think you're being a good guy by saying over nice things, but if you say it over to the enemy, right? Say it over to the guy's enemy, but carrots, you're going to end up the opposite. You're going to end up causing problems. It's going to be tight. Because from his good, he's going to come to bed. The somebody who says lashon hara, like and derech kalas roish, k'may she'ena medaber b'sina, the way he's, it's meaning he's not saying it out of anger. He's just basically making jokes, right? So who sheshleimah amam b'chafmasi? That's what Shlomo Melech said in Mishle, k'mislaleya hayoyra yitim pitzim v'mavis. It says like somebody who gets wiped out by throwing zikin, is fire and arrows and mavis, things that die. And he says, I was just jokes. Now, you have that. A guy says something nasty and then he realizes he did something bad. But he says, oh, I was just joking. Well, that's not the way a joke, that's not the way jokes are. You can have a lot of damage by that, right? Same thing, you can say lashon hara with Ramos, right? Meaning you're doing it like a trickery. You're not saying it in a negative connotation. You're just saying it. And you don't know that it's lashon hara. Meaning you say it, and the guy tells you, "Oh, it's lashon hara," right? Because you're going and say, "I'm any of this is lashon hara." You say, "Oh, I didn't know." Or you say that those words meisim, meaning, no, good and well, you're saying lashon hara, but you want to say it anyways, and you play dumb like you have no idea what you're saying is wrong, and then even when they give you an answer, you say, "Oh, I didn't know."
Who cares what he says? Doesn't Hashem know? Who cares?
Correct, but
He's trying to fool someone. Who he's not.
exact,
He can't
yeah,
fool anyone.
sure he can. He's trying to. He wants to make let people know about this, how bad a guy this guy is, right? He wants to let people know that, but he knows that if he's going to say, "Hey, anybody want to hear something bad?" Right? That everybody's going to say, "Oh, it's lashon hara. Don't say it." So what he does is he no, he's pointing to other people. He's saying, "Well, like, what is it trying? What's the guy trying to get rid of?" He's asking, "What is this guy trying to do? Like, he's trying to fool Hashem." So yeah, I don't think that's what it is. I think Pshat is that he's trying to fool the other people in order to get in the door with the lashon hara. Good if somebody
for
walks into a
him.
room,
His punishment is worse now because now he's a
correct.
liar.
Right, but he's trying to. He's. You're right. You're right. I mean, what's the Kitzur Shefanel's point? Like, what's he?
We're trying to. Well, it's like what we're doing in Zvachim. Like, who could do a worse avera? You know, can we see where the karbonos can go and not go and this and that? Okay, so the guy's doing something wrong. So we're trying to figure out why he's doing something wrong.
I hear. That's the first part. That's the first part of the kitzur. The first part of the kitzur is that he's dope, but this is the next part. No, so I originally. Right. So originally, David, I thought he's just trying to get you not to do this. Of course, you're going to get punished from a chance. He's getting you not to do this. But that being, you're right. It doesn't seem like that's. He's just trying to tell you that that's Lashon Hara, which it seems like the guy knows that it's Lashon Hara. So what's the. Yes, I'm not sure. I'm not sure play on that. It's a good question. But they're very good. Hey, whether you say the Lashon Hara in front of the guy or not, I'm a Sapa that and or if somebody says something that could cause a Nishmu Ish Mi Pi Ish, that is the first that the, if it gets heard from one person to another person, that it's going to cause damage to his friend, either his body or his mom. Even if it's just to cause him, stress him out, or to scare him, or it's all Lashon Hara. Right? And if these things are said in front of three people, meaning if it was already said in front of three people, like this is one of the biggest misused Hatterim in Lashon Hara. People say, oh, it was said in front of three people, so then the whole world knows about it, and I'm allowed to say whatever I want, right? And if it already says, it was already said in front of him, the stomach farm is sparsing a dollar, then it's already publicized. And one of those three that heard about it is going to another place, ain't by Mishum Lashon Hara, then it's not going to be Lashon Hara, right? Because it's already considered known. Who's to look? But here's the thing. So who to lay Lahavirakol? That's you're allowed to say that Lashon Hara if you didn't have Kavana to spread the news, like a loisa yoisa, right? Meaning this heter of it's called ape klasa, right? It's in front of three people. That anything was said in front of three people, you're allowed to say it all. That is not true. I mean, it's true if it comes up in conversation and you say, "Oh yeah, that this and this person you heard this and this person got arrested." All right, so you say, "Okay, so he got arrested." So you could say, "Yeah, he got arrested for this and this and this or whatever," because it's already considered known. But if you go over to a bunch of people in the Seder and say, you know, I was just in another shul from Ma'ariv and I heard a good hop from somebody and it was in front of three people, I have a good shtick Lashon Hara that I want to tell. And your goal is to spread out that Lashon Hara, that is not allowed.
Well, I thought
When it
it's
gets.
public knowledge, so now you're not spreading anything.
No, but if your kavana is, that's what the kids are saying.
But it
If
could be
your
half those people
kavana,
already know it.
Your kavana is
that could
not to
be.
spread out. Your kavana is just to schmooze.
Right. If it comes up, or you're right. If the kavanah is just like, oh, you know about it, or we'll schmooze about it. Or even if they don't know about it, but it's came up in conversation, fine. But you're not looking to spread the news. Like a lot of times, whenever something bad happens to somebody very famous and all that, so everybody loves to say it over. If you're looking to spread the news, then this heter does not apply. Right.
Even if it ends up that the people, half the people know it, so you really didn't even say it to anybody. You only ended up saying it to one or two people. Because half of them
Yes,
already
those
said,
one
you
or
know
two
what,
people.
this way,
Those
oh,
one or
that's
two
old
people.
news. You didn't tell us anything we knew.
Right. So, according to those, that one or two people, then you have a problem.
So just schmoozing about it, whether it's they know or they don't, whatever, just schmoozing about it, just that beat the schmooze, because that's what they're talking about. Once it's avilos and Adam knows about it, it's not a
Right,
problem.
but
Is that
here's
true?
the thing. This is the lenient shot in Apetlasa. Here they bring in the Baal, the Chofetz Chaim like rips this apart. Not that the Chofetz Chaim is the be all end all of Hilchos Lashon Hara. That sounds like Apikarsis because he wrote the Baal on Hilchos Lashon Hara. But the bottom line is there are those that are chaylik on the Chofetz Chaim's interpretations. But here in the footnote here, they go through some of the things that the Chofetz Chaim says. He says, first of all, only one of the original three is allowed to say it over. Right? What was the other one? And if one of the three that heard it originally is matved on lashon hara and keeps his mouth shut, then it's as if it's not going to go, right? Or if one of the three is a relative of the subject of the lashon hara, it's also not allowed, right? And in another city, it's not allowed, right? So basically, Chofetz Chaim says, don't say lashon hara based on apet lasya. It's dangerous. Again, according to Chofetz Chaim, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch obviously has a different interpretation. He says that it was said in front of three people, then it was said in front of three people. I would say lachara nowadays that the Chofetz Chaim says that if it was said in one city, you can't go say it in a different city. I would say with the internet now and the WhatsApp and all that stuff, I would say that part does not apply anymore because everything flies all over the place instantly. So that one, yeah, that's the deal. I would think does not apply. Okay, what is the takana of a person that we shouldn't come to lashon hara in Talmud Chacham? Who if he's a Talmud Chacham, Yasa the Torah, which is the Torah, right? Which is the antidote for everything. Sim Amaretu, and if he's an Amaretu and he can't learn Yashpul Daiker, what he should do is make himself humble. Right? Because at the bottom line is all this stuff, lashon hara and rethilas, all comes from gaiva. Right? When you think you're so great, or really, and then thinking you're so great, a lot of times comes from a inferiority complex. So whatever, it's a whole psychological thing. Bottom line is that if you think that you're a bum and you're not nothing, you would never say anything bad about anybody. Right? This is mamash what we're learning in Shara Chuma. There are four groups that are not going to see the Shekhinah. Pat Leitzim, if you're a Letz, right? How do we catch that? Scoffers. The Tanifim, people that kiss up the people. The Katkarim, and people that lie. The famous Sapi, Katmin Sapi, Lefim Haram, people that say Lefim Haram. Pat Leitzim, the Sim Mashtam Yodel, Os Leitzim. He's Rashim Mashtam Yodel, because Velkin, the Yos, Es Leitzim. Right? Because it says it's full Hashem. He takes his hand away from people that make him tzaddik. Aschanefim, the siv, he loy lefun of panef, yovel. He's not going to come to Khanifa, right? And kach shkarim, liars, the siv, doiv shkarim, layikon lenegereinu. A dar of shkarim will not be coming opposite my eyes. Kamasabi losem horot, the siv. He's not a Hashem who wants bad, right? Bad cannot live by Hashem. Bad things will not stay with you. Bottom line is these four people will not be makabel pnei shekhinah. All the is also. Bam is lusa that was illumined except for the sonus of Nizara, the Sibba Yibut Sarayim, is in the afternoon that Yahasa behind Elio, and Elio made the sonus of the Baal. Meaning the sonus of Nizara coming up in next week, you're allowed to make fun of all the holiday stuff, although that's not considered the sonus, right? But mashma, anything less than avodah zara, you're not allowed to make litzanos on. Right? I'm saying no. Whatever the point is meaning what the kids of Shulchan Aruch are saying that litzanos is such a bad thing that if you're gonna make litzanos about goyim, let's say, or about I don't know sports, whatever, you make litzanos about things that you shouldn't be making litzanos in May. Sports might be avodah zara. That's true. But if it creeps into your mindset, then you're gonna end up saying litzanos is about good things too. That's the who's saying. Right? What are you saying? That's what he's saying. Maybe it's a void zara. It could be it's a void zara. I don't hear that it's a void zara, but whatever. Fine. So that's good. Zion. Hanoikim mechaveru over belosasir. Anybody who takes revenge from his friend is over in the labs, so never lose seeking. The kids are doing the kima. So what is the kima? So somebody says, please lend me your axe. I'm not lending you the axe. The next day, the friend needed to borrow. Can you lend me your axe? I'm not lending you. Right? The same way you didn't lend me, I'm not lending you. Right? That's Hareza and Noikim. That's the comma. You're taking revenge and Oiver Belav, and you're Oiver on the Lav. Ella, Kichiyama the little, when the guy comes to lend you, to borrow from you, Yitain Belay Shalin, you should give it with a full heart, and don't do to him what he wanted to do to you. Ella Roy Lodam Lias Maver al Midoisa, a person should be Maver al Midoisa, I'll call Divrei Ha'olam on anything in this world which is just a temporary world. Because people that understand know everything is stupidity. I mean, this Kitzur Shulchan Aruch should be blown up, and instead of putting, you know, whatever, all these bumper stickers, or love Hashem, Hashem loves me, Hashem doesn't love me, then all these type of things, put this one on the bumper sticker. That this whole world, anybody who's understanding knows that everything in this world is stupid. Right? And there's no reason for me to take revenge. What? He didn't want to lend me an axe, so I'm not going to lend him an axe. Stupidity.
Doesn't sound like that's going to sell well.
It's not going to sell well, but it might change the world. It might, if we could all realize this, it might change the world. He says, if I ever gave back bad to somebody else, then the rest of the pasuk says, and the David HaMelech saved people who he shouldn't have saved. Right? Okay. So now there's a sefer achinuch on this. I probably said over the last year's kitzur, but it's kedai to say. Right? The reason why is it such a major love? I don't understand. The guy, I went yesterday to lend the guy to borrow an axe, and he said no. And now the next day he asks me to borrow my axe. I can't say no. Why not?
I remember this from last year.
Remember, it's a Givaldic vote from the Sefer HaPimim. He says the reason why is because who made it that you didn't want an axe? Your friend or Hashem? Hashem didn't want you, for whatever reason, Hashem didn't want you to have the axe. Right? By you pinning it down on your friend and not lending your friend, that means you're saying, oh, this has nothing to do with Hashem. This has nothing to do with my friend. Right? And the Mela, you're really not because.
Whatever.
That's Hashem. Hashem could do that. Hashem could do the punishment like that, not us. Because Hashem said that. Hashem is the one that decided. Because they should have, yeah, but we're not, we would still, I don't know if we would feed them, we just don't want to marry them. We just don't want to marry them.
Yeah.
Okay, let me, because the guys can't hear you, so I will handle it all, but yeah. Anyways, that's the way the Sefer HaChinuch says it. Bottom line is the point that the Sefer HaChinuch is trying to make is that when something doesn't go your way, it's not the person, let's say they don't take you to yeshiva, whatever, I'm sure we all deal with all that garbage. Right, or the shidduch says no to you, right? It's not the shidduch that said no to you. It's Hashem who decided that you're not supposed to go there. Not we just get caught up with our disappointments. So what? It's Hashem who wants you to have the agnostic. Okay, whatever this is. Yes, yeah. If you want to take revenge from your enemies, right? Now he talks a little bit reverse psychology of the kitzur. If you want to take revenge from your enemies, tosif malus toilus, what you should do is you should become a good guy. So teilah pedarchi yisharim and go in the straight way. Ubizem emela tinokim lisanecha. You'll take revenge from your enemies. Bihu yitzdar ami desecha, because the guy's going to be mitzdar He said, look at this guy. He's such a good guy. Everybody's machshav him. And it bothers him, right? Your enemy, don't go after your enemy. Just be a legit guy, and then it's going to kill your enemy when he sees how good a guy you are. He's going to be an avelos, your enemy, when he hears that you're such a good guy. But if you do, you play the game, meaning you get down and dirty, and then he's going to be happy. He's going to be happy when he sees you getting embarrassed and degrading yourself. And now he has revenge on you. So the best way is always to just ignore and go on and continue doing what you got to do. And that will be the biggest revenge. Test. Kol anoita le'achad yisol ever b'lois success. So that's nekoma. The tira is you harbor resentment in your heart. And you are going to le'achad yisol ever b'lois success. And then we'll see that. Do not have a grudge. Tetzari and the Tira, what does it mean, a grudge? Reuven shomer l'Shimon. Reuven says to Shimon, Hashulani davar pleni. You're going with the same example as before. Reuven says to Shimon, please lend me something. The Lord writes to Shimon, Shimon doesn't want him. The Yomim, Bo Shimon, Lishol, Eza, Pebet, and Reuven. A few days later, he wants to come back and borrow. Same case as he said before. Bomer l'Reuven, hey l'fa, here it is for you. Right, I mean, I'm giving it to you, but look at me, I'm a good guy. It was exactly what we would all do. We would lend it to him, but we'd have to tell him. I got to make sure he knows that I know. Right, I'm not a fool. Right, since already but I'm not like you. I said I'm not going to pay you back the way you did it to me. That's wrong. Right, even what you do is just erase it from your heart. And don't even mention that he shafted you, to watch you shafted him. That's the proper way to go. Because by doing this, you can be Mekayim. Yishev Aret means that you can have a good living society. You're not going to fight him. That's the way people should deal with each other. So you say, oh, so I have to be the one to sacrifice in order to have calm. Yeah, somebody's got to be the adult in the room, right? And every machloikis, shalom bayis, right? Somebody has to be the adult in the room. If you don't have an adult in the room, then you're not going to get anywhere, right? Simon Lamed Aleph. I don't know if the Olam read about, I watched, I'm sorry if I'm on a tangent, but it's Kedai to say this over to the Olam. I watched one night, after they negotiated the release of the hostage, so 60 minutes, had an interview with what's the name? Witkoff and Trump's son-in-law, and they were going through how they broke through with Hamas to finally get them to release the prisoners. So what happened was that they had killed Hamas, the leader of Hamas's son, in that bombing in Qatar, right? Remember they had bombed Qatar and they were trying to kill him, but they ended up killing his son. So Witkoff gets in there, and he says to him, Witkoff says, I lost a son. And he says, and Witkoff is the negotiator of the United States. I think he's you, right? And he gets in there, and he says to the Hamas guy, he says, I lost a son, and now you lost a son. Let's get this done. We know what the pain is to lose a son. We don't want to lose anymore. And he claims that broke the Hamas guy and got him to talk. That's what they claim. Whether it's true or not, I don't know. But you see that when everybody gets in it together and they're willing to, then you could have Yishev Haaretz, whatever. Again, the guys are Russia, Marusha, and whatever. But that's not with the Hamas guy. But you see that when you try to talk like two human beings, whatever. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, Simon Lamed Aleph. We have to do Aleph on this, yeah? To call Kavanas Adam, you Lashem Shemayim. This is another rough one. All your Kavanas of the person should be Lashem Shemayim, the very Zion Seifim. I want to say this, if I'm a rough one, Ezu Parsha Katana should call Dufay Torah to you. What's a small Parsha that the whole Torah is hanging in it? The whole Drapecha to Eyu, and all your ways you have to know Hashem. What does that mean? Even When you're doing something for your own good, Da'es Hashem, you have to know Hashem. Maseyas Advarim L'shmo Yisbarach, do these things for Hashem's sake. Right? Meaning, he's saying, Avada, when you do a mitzvah and you learn Torah, you should do it for Hashem's sake. But even when you're doing the mundane, then you should do it for Hashem's sake, which anybody that's overweight, if they're overweight because they overeat, then that means we're not eating for Hashem. This is my own thing. I it obviously doesn't help me, but you're going ha'achila, shesia, eating, drinking, halicha, walking, yeshiva, sitting, shiva, sleeping, kima, getting up, atashmish, relations, hasicha, talking. It should be either for Hashem, to be over Hashem, or something that's going to cause Hashem. Meaning, don't go to sleep until you, and if you do go to sleep, you should be going to sleep in order to have some strength to daven, to learn, to do chesed. When you're eating, eat enough to maintain your body, and that's it. Any more eating than that means your eating is not for Hashem. What should I tell you? It's not. It can't possibly be. Amol you can enjoy. No, if you want to eat a geshmak, a piece of meat or whatever, and you say, you know what? By eating this piece of meat, I'll appreciate Hashem's wonders, and I'll have a geshmak of time. And maybe I'll have koyach to learn, and it's a way I'm relaxing. Fine, that's fine. But in your stomach, absentmindedly go take doubles, which is what I do. Doubles each meal, right? So what are you doing over here? You know what I mean? You're not. That's not Hashem. Everything we only could try. Whatever. I don't know exactly. Basically. Anyways, okay. I think we were yaitza a lot of musa tonight and some. Okay, we'll stop over there. Everybody should have a fine night.
Thank you.
All right, so I can see.